your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. You know, Frank, you and I were talking about the Nazis, and some people may think that we are way, way, way off topic. Let me tie a little bit more of this together. I'm going to read a post, and then I'll make a comment on it. The post is on the USAprepares.com website. It's called RFID, Radio Frequency ID, Mascot Begins Nationwide Tour to Help Alleviate Children's Fears of Implementation. It begins tomorrow, November 5th, 2013. And here's the post. In an effort to separate myth from truth regarding the federally mandated Obamacare RFID chip implementation program, a public awareness campaign has been launched to tour in a number of public schools across our nation. The operation features a jovial animated mascot, a cartoon RFID chip named Chippy. C-H-I-P-P-I-E. They use the character to demonstrate to their young audience the benefits of having the RFID chip implanted under your skin. After a whimsical 30-minute cartoon following Chippy during one of his many adventures, there's a puppet show where children are encouraged to ask any questions they may have regarding the RFID chip or the implementation process. Each child leaves the exhibition with a Chippy stuffed doll, coloring book, and several informative pamphlets for their parents to read that may assure any lingering fears to their children receiving the device. Many of them were eager to get the chip implanted, with the chip on the spot. It feels like a pinch, explained Doug Walker, who attended a recent Chippy seminar at a Carbon County, Wyoming school. Holding up his slightly swollen left hand, bearing the tiny hole where the needle had been inserted, he said, "Now I can get free candy every time me and mommy go to the bank or the grocery store." He beamed proudly. "Chippy is my new best friend who lives inside me." Walt Eisner, the creator of the Chippy character, was summoned to speak to parents during the maiden flight of the brand new campaign. "We would like to assure parents that there is nothing to fear with the implementation of this new program. It's something that will inevitably benefit everyone in the long run, and there are virtually no downsides. This will create elevated ease, convenience, and security in all everyday transactions." Let me read that again. "This will create elevated ease, convenience, and security in all everyday transactions. With the technology available these days, the program is long overdue." Now, that's the post. Here's my response. Imagine the total loss of your anonymity. Walking into a school, a store, a hospital, they'll know exactly who you are. What if all the transactions that you complete are based on this RFID chip? And the power grid went down. That would be your means of identification. And if the grid goes down, there is no using the chip. Now, what if your car communicated with your RFID chip? And that communication was required for you to operate or even start your car or get medical treatment. Anyone who likes this idea is not a friend of mine. And if the Nazis that Frank and I were talking about on hour number one, if the Nazis had this technology, I'm sure they would have deployed it. Think about it. It is the beginning of the total loss of our freedom and our liberty. So if you wanted to buy vitamins, the clerk might say, well, I'm sorry, your RFID identifies you as a person who's not permitted to purchase vitamins. I'm so sorry. You may not have them. Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, no question that technology is growing really rapidly in nanotechnology and, you know, technology merging bio-life in with electronics. It's really advancing rapidly, and, you know, you drive a vehicle, you know, if you make payments on it, that collection company knows exactly where you are through GPS, or if you watch, anyone knows anytime you carry a cell phone with you, you are being tracked, and what's going to happen when the phone isn't good enough for you? People put chips in pets, people put chips in children. And it's really getting pretty Orwellian, if you ask me.
Yeah, I met a woman who told me that, you know, she felt really safe because her dog had a RFID chip. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So why does she feel safe? What is that going to do? So if that dog's lost, someone is going to say, hey, I wonder if this dog has an RFID chip. Let's scan it. I mean, come on. I don't know what people are thinking. My dogs don't. My TJ, Thomas Jefferson, my English Mastiff, doesn't even have a collar. He doesn't even have a collar, let alone a tattoo. Some people tattoo their dogs. Some people brand their dogs. And some people RFIDing their dogs and cats. It doesn't make any sense to me. I am not going to do it. So I'm very, very much against it. And I wanted to tie the memorabilia, the collecting, and how people are saying that's horrible that that eBay was allowing the sale on their site of World War II concentration camp uniform. So that is the tie to preparedness, freedom, liberty. And I'm outraged that that would even be considered to be a problem. Now, again, I am not advocating putting people in concentration camps, but what do you think these FEMA camps are for? What are they for? Why do they have concertina wire on them? For your safety? Come on. Okay, Frank.
Vincent, I just want to sound a little get a little bit more on this. Like, suppose, like what you said about your friend with the dog. Hasn't anyone seen Old Yeller or Where the Red Fern Grows? Those dogs didn't have chips on them. And suppose if somebody's on the run, for example, and they leave the dog behind, and the dog goes and looks for its owner, and then all the authorities need to do is follow the dog straight to where the owner is. And I think that, you know, I like A More Simpler Time, actually. That's one of my favorite films growing up, is Where the Red Fern Grows. And if anyone ever seen that, about a boy who, in the Depression era, who bought two hound dogs with every sweat of his labor and turned them into prize winning dogs. Lovely story. We've gotten a lot far from that, and everything seems to be tracking internet use, to tracking what you watch on TV, to tracking what library books you're taking out. Everything is being tracked. Whenever a newborn is in this world, it is tracked from the second it comes out of mommy's tummy. Everything is tracked. All these science fiction movies you see with babies plugged into electrical cords and all that, I can't see that thing being too far in the near future.
You're absolutely right.
Everything is being tracked.
Everything is being tracked. And I don't want to be tracked. As a matter of fact, I was outraged at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Missouri, which is the Department of Revenue, when they were taking iris scans of people when they were having their pictures taken, and they turned that over to a private agency, a private company, and in the federal government. So some people have had their faces entered into a facial recognition database for more tracking. And some people lost their jobs over it in Missouri. It was an outrage. I think they should be in jail. I think they should be prosecuted, convicted, and put in jail. But that really hasn't happened. They just lost their jobs over it. Well, when I went to have my driver's license renewed, I had the toughest time. The toughest time. You know how, Frank, when the light goes off, when someone's taking your picture, it makes you blink because the light's so bright. Well, when they took my picture, I had the toughest time keeping my lights, my eyes open because of the lights, that flashing bright light. And do you know, my picture, I must have reacted so violently to that bright light that my eyes are closed in this picture.
With your beard.
So, she said, Vincent, your eyes are closed. And I said, well, it's that light. It makes me blink. And my eyes don't want to open as quickly after that bright light as without that bright light. So there it is. And so we're going to find out if my license, I have a temporary license, we're going to find out what happens. See if it's accepted or not.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank Underhill is a man that Bob Chapman called many times a day for information on what the metals markets and mining stocks and other securities issues were doing. Frank, I went to a small, it was called the 21st Annual National Small Farm Trade Show and Conference. And it was in Columbia, Missouri. So Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, and their son and I went on Saturday. And usually, my understanding is, this is the 21st annual event. So it's not like this was the first time they tried it. It was at a large venue, and it was in cooperation with Truman State University and Seed Company and Lincoln University, and the government was there to teach us about things that they were doing. And I was not disappointed with what they were trying to do. I was disappointed in the turnout. I believe that on Saturday when I was there, which was probably the big day, there were maybe 100 guests in attendance to a small farm trade show and conference with seminars. And it was really, really disappointing to me. So I looked in on one of the seminars, and I believe there were 5 people in a seminar room that would hold maybe 50. This, to me, is a trend in what's happening in educational conventions and trade conferences. I believe this is really the trend that is happening to, or that we are experiencing, we the people are experiencing. Now, if you go to a ball game, there are still people in the stands. They'll pay to watch their favorite team. They'll pay to watch college ball. They'll pay $6 for a beer, $4 for a water, $4 for a hot dog. They'll do that. But those of us who are in the preparedness, survival, and farming arena, we're broke. We're broke, and we don't have the ability to spend the money to go to events. Now, how much was this event? It was $8. It was $8 for the day. The number of exhibitors that were there, I was really disappointed. They might have had, maybe 20 to 25. And I walked up to this one guy, this one booth, and he had these are not pipe and drape. These are just a bare bones, folding table, bring your own tablecloth kind of event. But the government was there, and they had their very expensive, elaborate, portable trade show booths, and the USDA was there, and Soil and Water Conservation was there, and I walked up, and I didn't have any identification on me, and I walked up to this man who was at the conservation booth, and I said, "I think I heard of you guys." And I said, are you the guys that take money from people and give it to other people?" And he said, "Absolutely not." I said, "Okay, what do you do?" He asked me what I do. And I said, "I was a farmer." He said, "Well, we've got a program for you, a cost share program. We'll pay you to, put up fencing around your streams and ponds and woods. And I said, "Wow. You'll pay me to do that?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, where's that money come from?" He said, "Taxes." I said, "So you do take money from people and give it to others." And he was so frustrated with me because he really didn't have answers. What he was trying to tell me is they were in the business of controlling our farms. And if anyone takes money from these guys in cost share, the government has an agreement with you, a written agreement, that they have the right to come on your property anytime they want, 24 hours a day for 10 years. And they are going to help your farm be less productive because you will fence out the woods in the watering locations for your cows. So anyway, here we have now, as I've been telling you, these conventions are being infiltrated, invaded by government. By government. USDA was there. And those are the same people. The same people that threatened John and Judy Dollarhite for raising rabbits as pets for sale with a $6.19 million fine. The USDA. And they were at this small farm and trade show conference. And no one that represented the government that I met would stand up and talk to the guests.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, the point I'm trying to make is that there is a difference, a distinct difference in my observations at this small farm trade show and conference. And you may be asking, why am I talking about this? Because the government is infiltrating conventions and trade shows. They're infiltrating events where farmers gather to learn from each other. They are infiltrating preparedness and survival expos. I'm very serious about this. And what I saw was these really nice, polished government trade show exhibits. And if you compare those to the exhibits of the farmers who were exhibiting at this event, there was no comparison. The government trade show exhibits blew away the exhibits by the farmers and other sellers. Now, there's another thing that I saw. The government employees who were there, they weren't smiling and they weren't happy. And not only that, they sat behind the tables at their exhibit and didn't get up. Now, when I went to, you know, say, hey, hi, how's it going, and talk to these guys, they would just sit there. They wouldn't stand up and shake my hand, and they sat there. They sat there. Now, every other non-government exhibitor was standing up, engaging the few guests that were there, the very few guests that were there. And you would think that they would be really interested in meeting everybody and engaging them on a one-to-one level. But the government employees that were there were so lazy, so lethargic, that they wouldn't even stand up and extend the courtesy of standing up. I guess they're overworked. And I engaged this one guy, and I said, well, how did the government shutdown affect you? And he said, we were locked out. I said, really? So the Missouri Soil and Water Conservation guys were locked out of the building because USDA and the United States Department of Agriculture and the Missouri Soil and Water Conservation guys work in the same building, so they couldn't get in because the U.S. government has the keys. I said, why didn't you just get a copy of the key? Why didn't you go get the key from the guy? Or why didn't you call a locksmith? Or why didn't you go to work? And how about getting the keys, changing the locks, and then considering after you meet in committee for a couple of years, considering giving a copy of the key to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. These guys can't make decisions for themselves. I'm talking about government employees. The farmers were engaging. They were delightful. I liked every single one I met. But I was really discouraged at the infiltration that I saw by the federal government and by the state government in farming. They are trying to shut us down. Back to you, Frank.
Well, I think that this is an example, again, where you have civil bureaucrats, simply just out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
so,
you know, Vincent, I think that the lesson to take away from this, like that airport shooting business or where that event you went to, key is simply don't go to them.
Right.
Stay away from public places. And I think we talk about this on many programs.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Frank. I don't want to go to an airport. I really don't want to go to an airport. As a matter of fact, there's a post, maybe we should talk about this. There was a sheriff by the name of Nick Finch, F-I-N-C-H, Florida sheriff, in Liberty County, Florida. Now, here's what happened. He was new on the job. He'd been there a few months, just elected. And one of his deputies that he inherited was involved in a arranged traffic stop. And his deputy pulled over this man and asked him if he had any guns or a gun. And the man said yes. And he had one in his glove compartment. And he also had one in his pocket. The deputy yanked this man out of his car and then arrested him for having a concealed weapon in his pocket. Now, while the man was sitting in the car, it was absolutely legal and lawful to have a firearm in his pocket because he was in his car. And it was also legal to have it in his glove compartment in Florida. But what happened when the deputy yanked him out of his car? He was now outside of his car with a concealed weapon, which he did not have a permit for. In his car, he didn't need one. Outside of his car, he did. But the deputy yanked him out of his car. The deputy then arrested him. And Sheriff Nick Finch found out about it and nullified the arrest because it was unlawful. Now, this deputy is so frosted that Nick Finch, his boss, nullified the arrest, that the state police were called, and Sheriff Nick Finch was arrested in his in his sheriff's office. He was jailed in his own jail. Nick Finch went to trial. He did not back down. He did not back down. And a jury of six, and I don't know why it wasn't 12, but six, found him not guilty. And he's immediately reinstated. So I'm going to see if I get Nick Finch on this broadcast. We can talk about it. But that was a real win for our side. And that deputy is no longer part of the force in Liberty County, Florida. Frank, I believe that there is a concerted effort to steal firearms from us at the highest level of the United States government. I believe there are rewards. I cannot prove it. I believe there are rewards to take our guns. I believe that any means possible to steal our guns, because two of those firearms would have been stolen from the man who's sitting in the car, perfectly lawful.
Well, this flies clearly in face of the Second Amendment, where it says, shall not be infringed.
And that's exactly what Nick Finch, Sheriff Nick Finch, used as his defense. Exactly what he said. He said, shall not be infringed. And I have to commend him for standing up for the Constitution. And the very interesting thing about this is Sheriff Nick Finch was not a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He didn't know about us. He didn't know who we are. He didn't know about Sheriff Richard Mack. He didn't know about USAPrepares.com. But what he did was he stood up for the Constitution, knowing that that is why he was elected to office. He did the right thing. I think it's absolutely wonderful that he did that. But he was facing jail time. He's facing jail time. And what I believe is happening is the police are now in the business of confiscating our property, breaking into our houses, finding firearms and stealing them. And it's tough to get them back. It really is tough to get them back. As a matter of fact, someone I know in another state had a firearm taken by the police. They pushed their way into this person's house. They took this person's firearm and didn't want to give it back to this person. So, and it was illegal. So I bought the firearm. I bought it. And I went to the sheriff's office and said, I want it. I want my firearm. And I'm not leaving until I get it. And you know what? Reluctantly, it took a couple trips. Reluctantly, I got it. And I sold it back. But I told him I was going to talk about it, and I wasn't giving up, and I wasn't going away, and I was staying until I got my firearm. It's outrageous. Frank, I hit my own button. Hey, let's talk about property. Is real estate a good or bad investment now?
Well, I always get, and I spoke about this, people who buy real estate for an investment should buy it more as an investment vehicle rather than as a capital gains. And if you can afford to hold on to a place and you have a good tenant, fine. But I think otherwise, stay away. Real estate has almost like doubled in certain areas, especially in, I can speak for my locale here. A lot of real estate has sold for double. Now, where you can be trapped is if you buy a home, but the appraisals don't come in, you might not be able to buy the home. Or if the appraisal does come in, you might be buying a bomb. So just be very careful. Don't be taken by how high it's gone in such a short period of time. And I just based this on some fact here that friends of mine moved to Germany. They sold their home for crazy money, and then when they came back, real estate has gone up so fast, like in like a short 4 to 6 month period, where now they got to pony up another you know, $200K to $300K just to buy something comparable to what they sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is just simply way too much money, way too many dollars to keep up with. And just be patient. I wouldn't be running in back just yet.
Frank, let me ask you this. Years ago, back, let's say 2005, 2006, even 2007, I saw lots of pickup trucks. And these pickup trucks were being driven by contractors, and they were plumbers and electricians and roofers and sheetrockers and framers. And they were building houses and all kinds of buildings, a lot of houses. I don't see it anymore. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen a single house go up in a year, not one. Maybe I'm not going in the right places, but I don't see them. Do you see any?
No, not there is. Look, after the break, I'll talk about that.
Okay, and we've got Michael from New York, and he'll be on with us right after the break also. But I don't see new construction in any significant way, really. And that's the reason I think houses are going up. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago.
LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's very quickly. We've got a meet up tonight. Ziggy's 5:30. Ziggy's tonight, 5:30. And I'm going to show a movie called Shade. It's about global dimming, and it's going to tie together a lot of what the one world government is working on. It'll tie GMO, microwaves, chemtrails, population reduction. Ties it all together. And that's tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. And then I'm going to have a roundtable where we're going to talk about the progress we've made over the last 3 years at the meetup. I'm going to talk about two meetup groups that have formed as from our instructors. And Janet Randall's going to have one, and Deborah Brewster has another meetup. And we're going to talk about those meetups and what they're for and how they work at our meetup. And then, I think that's pretty much what we're going to do tonight at Ziggy's. Michael, you're on the air with Frank Underhill and me.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mike.
Comments on the chip implants, guys. But, you know, first, after everything you covered, Vincent, you know, it doesn't it just bring a tear to your eye to know how much these commie fascist scumbags really care about our well-being, that they want to chip us and give us Obamacare and all this stuff, and the GM foods, because they really just care so much for us. I'm just starting to get out in tears right now. I'm overwhelmed by their compassion.
Well, all right, let me share part of my response with you. Back in the 1980s, when I was hired as a dreamer to design computer systems for credit card banks, they had what they called a smart card. And this was a credit card that was a little thicker than the plastic piece that we carry around, and it literally had a memory chip on it. And what would happen is you would actually carry around your bank data on this card, so the ultimate transaction would not be updated at night in batch mode. It was done real time, and your card was the mechanism for you to carry the data around. And it never worked, because a card would have cost $25 or so back then for just, you know, the technology on the card plus the cost of issuing the card. Bottom line was, they didn't do that. They did something really worse than that. And the evolution is this RFID chip. It is absolutely horrible. And here's my question. I'm glad you brought this up, Michael. Is Obamacare the single greatest mechanism to aid in the destruction of the delivery of medicine and medical treatment in the United States of America? That's what I want to know. I believe it is.
And, That's an absolute yes, no question about it. And real quick, so you guys can get back to it as you wrap up, but, you know, with the chip implant, what people need to understand is when they started first employing it on the pets for everybody thinking that, you know, your pet's safer with it, well, they were getting cancer because the body does reject that. And so I guess they're not admitting that yet, but that was old news a while back that it causes cancer and therefore not desirable to have it implanted in your body. But let me say that we should exploit that technology on all our representatives, congressmen, senators, president, governors, et cetera, that serve us so we know where they are, who they're associating with, how much finances are in their account, so we can constantly monitor if they're becoming a crook and betraying our trust. I think that technology is perfect for that.
So let me see if I let me see if I understand. Are you saying that you want us to know about their whereabouts, their transactions, their bribes, their mistresses? You want us to know about their whereabouts at 24 hours a day, and we can all have on our screens a window with a map of our Congress critter so we know exactly what's happening, up-to-the-minute transactions, up-to-the-minute where they are, where they're driving, all those things.
Absolutely. You got it. And their finances. How much money is going into their bank accounts daily and their secret accounts. We'll be able to monitor it all and know when to put the rope around their necks.
Well, you know, we don't have to do exactly that. We can just turn off their RFID, and it'll stop them. They'll be standing there with their pants down.
That's even
not
better,
be able
Vincent.
To. Yeah, let's do it. Let's propose. I'll tell you what. I will propose that bill, unless you want to do it. I'll propose it in Missouri. You can do it in New York. What do you think, Mike?
I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Hey, Frank. What do you think? You want to do it in Nevada?
Just show me what the way and we'll implement it. Vince, thanks for having me this week.
Oh, boy. Hey, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.